Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Efforts to include a $15 minimum wage in the COVID relief bill hit a snag yesterday. The Senate parliamentarian ruled the provision is not compliant with budget rules that allow legislation to pass with a simple majority. The Pentagon announced the Biden administration's first known military action, a targeted airstrike in Syria in response to a recent rocket attack that injured a member of the U.S. service. Congressional leaders squabbled over the scope of a commission to investigate the Capitol insurrection. Republicans want to include the, quote, full scope of political violence, unquote, likely including last summer's protests against police brutality. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants the focus specifically on domestic terrorism and January 6.
What we need is the truth, and that's what we want to find out. The truth about what is happening in our country to enable something like this to be acceptable to the Republican Party.
Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman told House lawmakers that their extra security protocols were properly aligned to intelligence reports of possible violence, but they didn't expect a mob of that size and makeup to overrun the building.
No credible threat indicated that tens of thousands would attack the U.S. Capitol.
Pittman said emergency procedures were not appropriately followed when officers were overwhelmed. She also disclosed chilling new information that militia groups are even now threatening to blow up the Capitol. The U.S. House has approved the Equality Act, which amends civil rights laws to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The first openly gay man of color in Congress, California Democrat Mark Takano, hailed the passing and dismissed opponents who contend the law gives transgender athletes an unfair advantage in women's sports.
How insidiously ironic is that, that the opponents of this bill are using the people who are victimized the most, who need the protections of this bill the most, as the argument against passing this bill?
President Joe Biden heads to Texas today to talk with local officials about winter storm relief efforts and last week's unprecedented utility failures. Meanwhile, Republican-controlled state houses are considering dozens of election-related bills most would reduce voter turnout. Iowa's governor has yet to sign legislation making it more difficult to vote by mail, and an Arizona bill would let legislators overturn presidential results there. In newly blue Georgia, several bills would also restrict absentee and early voting. Journalist Noah Changa follows electoral justice there. She says one measure to end Sunday voting is a direct attack on Black voters.
So the poll is something that a lot of Black churches and Black communities do. Black people aren't the only ones who vote on Sundays, but we do know that there is a huge, massive organizing effort that happens on Sundays with Souls to the Poll.
She adds the efforts to restrict access have already undermined years of get-out-the-vote efforts. And Sunday in Florida, former President Donald Trump headlines the premier conservative gathering, CPAC. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.